Blog Talk Radio.
The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Welcome to What's New with VH Hughes. I am your host, Venus Henderson Hughes. I have my two co-hosts here in the studio with me, Regina Henderson Hughes. Good morning, Regina.
Good morning.
And Christopher Hughes. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So today we're talking about sexual health in Black America, and I chose the subject because this past February 7th was National Black AIDS, Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day. And this is actually the 18th year of this observance, if you will. And a little backdrop about it, this, I guess this commemorance, I wouldn't call it a holiday, but this commemorance was founded in 1999 as a response to the growing HIV and AIDS epidemic in African American communities. So the whole purpose, if you will, of this day is to inform or educate, get involved with any prevention efforts, get tested, you know, have people actually have tests. I know that there are plenty of people involved in HIV AIDS awareness that set up testing sites. And then, of course, to get treatment. So I guess my question, or the question is, how far have we come since 1999? So according to our friends at the CDC, the diagnoses have fallen in the recent years, with women declining to 20% from 2011 to 2015, the diagnosis among young African-American gay and bisexual men aged 13 to 24 are not stable after years of increases, and this is definitely good news. Of course, as usual, there is still a lot of work to do, and in 2016, African Americans accounted for 44% of HIV diagnosis, despite making up 12% of the U.S. population. What's your guys' thoughts on that? I mean, you know, I know that when I know you don't remember, Gina, but when HIV and AIDS came on the scene, it was labeled a gay person's disease. However, as time went on, it was known and it was discovered that anybody could get it, and all the different myths and legends, if you will, of how it is transmitted.
Well, I always believe the more you know about something, the better. It doesn't help that in our culture, especially back in that time, the act of promiscuity, you know, was rampant, and you had individuals who engage over a whim for sexual
like
gratification.
Rumors.
So what now?
I said like rumors.
Okay. And and with that, there's really no thought about the responsibility aspect of things, that, you know, you are kind of playing virtual roulette with yourself and the person that you with. Is about the sexual gratification only.
And
then
again, people don't ask either.
Well, you know what? That's a great point, but I've always taken that whole caveat as you are responsible for yourself.
True.
You cannot presume anything about the person that you are getting involved with. So if you don't want to be exposed to any sexually transmitted diseases, then it is upon you to make sure that you are protecting yourself. If you are about to be involved with someone and you go, hey, why don't we use a condom, or why don't I do this, or why don't I do that, and they object to it, then that person and you, if you're thinking about yourself, your full self, your complete self, your healthy self, then you should step away from that. Doesn't matter how much you think they're beautiful or hot or sexy or whatever, what have you. Your life is your life, and you only have one.
But see, that's the problem. It's, again, about the gratification aspect more than about the responsible coupling that should be going on. You have women who are told by the guys that they're with, well, their old baby is okay, you know, we don't need to do that, da-da-da-da. And the reverse side, you have the men told by the women, okay, I'm on the pill or whatever the situation is, and because they want to get with this person that badly, or maybe the fact of it'll be all right because I'm still young, whatever, what have you, they still engage, and unfortunately, you know, this person might be someone who had relations with someone else, and now the new person got to go through that. Because not only AIDS, but, you know, like you say, any other sexual disease, herpes, or whatever it may be, it's still prevalent out there, and you still got to watch yourself. So I would caution our listeners to just be vigilant. You know, it's nothing wrong with having pleasurable relations with anyone, you know, however y'all want to do whatever. More power to you. But you still have to be vigilant in the fact of make sure that the person that you with, hopefully they don't have anything going on with them. And in that aspect, like Vince was saying, you know, you still have to make sure that you have precautions, that you do have condoms or suicide or KBB, that make sure that you are always on point no matter what.
Join the conversation, area code 516-453-9934.
I have a that music video from a very long time ago. I forget what year it was.
Do you know the artist?
It was a lady artist,
mm-hmm.
And so she was singing, it was a love song. So she was singing the thing, but I saw the music video, and, well, you watch the music video, but at the middle to the end of it, it had these two couples. So these two couples, one was negative, and then one was positive negative. And so they both didn't have same sex, but the one who was negative, they were all right. But the one who was positive negative, she turned positive too at the end, and she didn't feel good.
I don't remember that video. I don't recall that. But that does remind me of there's nothing new under the sun, meaning that back in the 70s, where there was communal sex going on, if you will, those people that had been involved with each other have later on have found out in years that they may have hepatitis or whatever, what have you. There's been some kind of sexually transmitted diseases that have happened from communal sex. Okay, so you got that point. So now you fast forward here, and in the no era, and I call it the no era. I'm not sure what it is called, so, you know, nobody go, okay, it's not called that. But I'm saying in the no era, because we have so much access to technology, so much access to information, accurate information, if you will, not just stuff that's put out there, but seriously accurate statistics and information about all the various diseases out there. My question still remains, why are these rates still going up? Why?
The proclivity of people's nature to be pleasured.
You know what? In the of course, you know, you guys know we have a two programs that deal with sexual health, one for seniors, one for teens. But in the staggering statistics that are in, especially in our state and around the country, it is amazing to me that we still have such high rates in all these different demographics, whether it's teens, whether it's seniors, whether it's, you know, in between the 20s, 29 to 30 range. We still have so many people becoming. Why? The Trojan commercials come on. I mean, Trojan has come a long way from that super thick condom. They thin them out. They made them more comfortable. There are women condoms now. There are so many means to protect yourself sexually. you know, why are we still having such high rates of chlamydia or gonorrhea? Gonorrhea is also now antibiotic resistant. It's been given antibiotics so much that there's a whole new strain. What is going on? Why are we still at there's nothing new under the sun? Why haven't we learned at some point? I know that definitely keeps the public health people in business like us. I get that. But where are we dropping the ball, guys? Where are we dropping the ball?
I don't think it's the fact of us dropping the ball. Organizations like H3P and other organizations do try to put the information out there, have the phone line or internet service or whatever to be contacted on individuals or for individuals who want to know the information. The problem is I don't think you have very many people out there that are interested in the information because it's more so about the sexual gratification. That's more so important than the fact of, oh, well, let me go ahead and research, da, 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 and give me more information to make sure I make better decisions, which it should be, is the fact of that y'all ain't look cute. That guy look cute. You know, I want to talk to that person, can it be, and that's it. You know, the common sense aspect of it, the responsibility aspect of it is not necessarily there. This is different than you see a guy or girl, and she might be acting a little bit off, or he might be acting a little bit strange, can it be, and you, because of, I guess, on surface preservation, you shy away from that person or try to get away from that person or whatever. No, this is someone that, you know, attracted to you, seeing like they got their stuff together, or whatever, can it be, y'all having a good conversation. From that, the little chemistry that I got going on, usually results into going to bed with each other.
You know, it is so funny. I think there's a trend to go after the person that moves away from you than to appreciate the fact that that person just doesn't want to be bothered with you. I don't know if that has to do with the stalker personality or what, but it seems like if this person is saying, no, no, I'm not interested in you for whatever it may be, there seems to be this, no, you're going to be with me. And there's a pattern there at some point. Join the conversation, area code 516-453-9934. So when we looked at the status for HIV AIDS for the national point of view, but you know, guys, we're in Arizona. So, of course, you know, I have the Arizona rates for African American individuals, or and based upon 2015 rates,
it's
not only high, but we are the highest, followed by non-Hispanic American Indians and Alaskan Natives. I guess they put them in the same category. So what it says is that the HIV/AIDS incident rates differ sharply between non-Hispanic blacks and the rest of the racial ethnic groups in Arizona. Rates among non-Hispanic blacks have almost doubled from 22 per 100,000 in 2010 to 4.6 per 100,000 in 2015.
Hmm.
Non-Hispanic American Indians and Alaska Natives have the second highest rate of infection of 18.5 per 100,000. It goes further. Non-Hispanic blacks are disproportionately affected by HIV and AIDS in Arizona. Non-Hispanic black males have a diagnosis rate of 56.4 per 100,000, and non-Hispanic black females have an incident rate of 25.5 per 100,000. American Indians and Alaska Natives are the second most affected group, with males having an incident rate of 33 per 100,000 and females for 4.7 per 100,000.
Okay.
This is alarming, seeing that we have quite a few African Americans here in Arizona, believe it or not. Some actually are native here, and of course, a lot are like us. They moved here some years ago, whatever, what have you. But this is the case. And then when I get to speaking about age, people aged 25 to 29 have the highest HIV/AIDS diagnosis rate in Arizona of 28.1 per 100,000.
No one knows that.
People aged 20 to 24 and, did you hear that? And, it's a tie there, guys. Mm-hmm. And 30 to 34 had the second highest. That's 26 per 100,000. And third, so I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy that technological advances have happened where people with HIV and AIDS have become undetectable, meaning that it doesn't mean that they are not carrying HIV/AIDS, but it has been undetectable in their blood. They are, in all intents and purposes, in a healthy state for their condition, mm-hmm. to be clear. Mm-hmm. For their condition, they are in a healthy state. However, they are a carrier. They are a carrier. And the thing is that even though you are undetectable, you still have to do all the precautions that you would, even if your cells were still multiplying and dividing and destroying each other. So, with all this going on, definitely the demographics age-wise, which means that our millennials, if you will, are in that high range for HIV/AIDS.
True.
Our community, the black community, we are the highest. That's an eye-opening, definitely. Wake up Saturday morning. That's huge. What's your thoughts on that?
Saddening. Wish it was a way to have people, enjoy their experience or whatever, but keep in mind to be mindful of what's going on out there. But again, people do what they do for a reason.
You know what? You said for a reason. I think they do it without reason. And I say without reason because of the fact is that when we look at all the statistics that we deal with, teen pregnancy, everything, teen pregnancy still happen. Yes, the rate has gone down, true enough, but they're still happening. Chlamydia rate is just ridiculous. Syphilis, okay. You know, gonorrhea is ridiculous. I mean, it's absolutely, totally ridiculous. I even went in and got shorter cuts, if you will, for our rates with regard to gonorrhea, and it does a United States comparison and Arizona comparison. And when we, speaking of gonorrhea, let's talk about gonorrhea. The rate of gonorrhea in Arizona has went up. The fact of the matter is that the U.S., United States rate in 2015 was 146.
Mm.
That's United States.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona was 151.
So Arizona, we got
yes.
the whole country rate.
Yes.
On its own.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. These are cases and rates. So yes, yes, and that is something to think about. And the rates in the Black community compared to we have 514 cases compared to American Indian with 229, Hispanic 140, White with 63, and Asian with 34.
Hmm.
Gonorrhea cases.
Hmm.
Syphilis. This again is a U.S. country, you know, the country of the United States and Arizona comparison. Well, the United States had 7. This is based on 2016 rates.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona had 11.
Hmm.
And again, with the Black population, we're at the head of the class. We had 24 cases. American Indian had 18. Hispanics had 13. White had 7.2, and Asian had 4.5.
Okay.
Now, saying that the American Indians had the largest increase, but we're still leading the pack, and not in a good way.
No. You know, they say number one would be good, but, you know, in some cases like this, no, it's not.
So looking at...
Yeah, but we know people who, you know...
So chlamydia, it's, in 2015, there were 32,511 cases of chlamydia. In 2016, there were 34,923 cases. That is a 7% increase.
Mm-hmm.
In 2015, there were 8,270 cases of gonorrhea. In 2016, there were 10,330 cases of gonorrhea. That is a 25% increase.
Mm-hmm.
In 2015, there were 590 cases of syphilis. In 2016, there were 721. That is a 22% increase. And yet, we have a health department. We have programs. Not even just our program. I'm just saying programs, period.
Well, I mentioned that earlier.
We have all of this. And going back to the state versus the United States comparison, the United States had 497 cases of chlamydia. Arizona, 512.
Mm-hmm.
Again, here we are leading the pack. For Black Americans, it was 885 cases. A very close second is the American Indian.
At?
847.
Okay.
Hispanic, 482. White, 162. Asian, 139.
Hmm.
And I don't know. You know, we definitely have to do better. I'm not sure how we can do better when we have so many people that sort of half listen or not listen at all.
Well, is that up to the individual?
It is up to the individual. But I believe that in a society where we can do so much and not do anything at all at the same time, we need to start doing so much and continue to keep doing so much. We have become so societal and giving lip service, if you will, and I think people accept that wholeheartedly. They'll rather take the lip service than to do the action. We need more of the action. We need more of what we used to have where you saw the commercials would get tested. You saw places that gave out free condoms. And yes, I know Gina was telling me about the fact that at different fairs that she has at her school, there is always a table giving out free condoms, and she thought that was weird. That's what's needed. That's a reality. Did you guys know that at the Summer Olympics, they gave out condoms to all of the Olympic players? And I pulled that and I put that on H3P Facebook page. And I'm sure they're probably doing the same thing now that the Winter Games have started. But this is the whole thing, and Huffington Post wrote about it because of the fact is that they know that drinking is going to happen. They know that they're going to go out. They know. So they gave out over 100,000 condoms for every athlete. They gave out all these condoms to make sure that there would be not any kind of slip-ups whatsoever to protect themselves, because they knew they were going out to drink. They knew that they were, of course, they were in Rio. And from what they said, a lot of Tinder, which is the app dating or hooking up app or whatever it is. There were a lot of spikes on Tinder during the Rio Olympic Games. So they got proactive. And I think that's awesome. And I think that is what we need to do, especially in our community, in the Black community, to make sure that we are bringing down our stats. Our stats are horrible. We should not be leading the pack. Granted, nobody should. But it is very eye-opening to know that in the state of Arizona, the Black community is leading the pack with the STDs in the year 2016. We have not received the 2017 stats as of yet. But if they look anything like 2016, we got a lot of work to do. Any other thoughts, guys?
No, just you have some people that attribute to fathers' homes or parents not really being put into the kids' life, social media age, just that's how people do what they do. But, again, individually, you have the ability to govern yourself and make sure that you have as much information as possible. You have all as much as possible to make better decisions for yourself. And in that will be the way to curtail those numbers and not make them disappear altogether. But as a society, it has always been about the now, regardless of whatever the situation is, I want what I want. I don't think nothing's going to change anytime soon. In fact, it might be getting worse, especially with the new crop of generational folks engaging in sexual activity. What do you think about that, Jim?
Well, like that old song, I Take What I Want.
I Take What I Want?
Yeah. The guy thinks he's so hot and he's going to the strip club or whatever, I guess, in the song.
Well, I know the Take What I Want song from Sam and Dave.
I'm not familiar with I'm not sure. I'm not going to say I'm not familiar. I'm not sure of the song. The fact of the matter is that I believe that we are using our information and our technology the wrong way. We need to educate ourselves more in that. And I think if we do that, we will be a lot further off instead of trying to hook up with this, that, or the other, for that matter. So, guys, I thank you so much for joining me for this week. Our next show will be on the 24th, and we will be speaking, since it's Heart Healthy, Heart Awareness Month, we'll be talking about heart issues, not just in the Black community, but all around. Every demographic, every age, whatever, because that is something that we all deal with. So, as usual, we thank you for joining us. And we want you to have a wonderful Saturday. Go out and make it great. Thanks so much. Bye.
That is-